Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
I was actually watching CNBC last week, and they were saying how Google's in trouble and how, you know, AI essentially is a search engine. Whatever AI platform you're using, even me, like I use ChatGPT for search engine purposes more than Google at this point in time. Like, I want to say, like, okay, well, you know, when was the first elephant spotted by man, right? Like I'll go to ChatGPT, which essentially I'm using it for the same capacity that you would use a Google search engine for, but I'm just so accustomed to using ChatGPT that I'll use ChatGPT more than I'll use Google. Yeah. So she was just saying that she thought that Google was losing the AI race and that, you know, they're losing their dominance as far as their search engine is more competition and a variety of other factors.
Yeah.
So now they're laying off people.
Yeah.
That's never good.
But they did something very intelligent.
And I was going to say, they also got caught in Israel-Gaza situation.
Mm-hmm.
they laid off, I think, 21 people for that.
28 people
that chose to protest their deal with Israel. Mm-hmm. So they've been having some issues. So what were you saying?
So their rollouts haven't been great. we spoke about it from Bar to even now with Gemini hasn't been great. But in this space for AI and the race for AI, they've made a strategic partnership and probably went under, like, people that probably didn't pay attention to it, but Meta has now partnered with them to be included in their searches. And so now Meta, when you're talking about how many users under that platform, 3.4 billion.
Yeah.
Right. Inside of the Meta platforms, now the Google search engine will be a part of their platform. And so that's a very strategic partnership. So, you can innovate. They've botched it on their own. And so making a strategic partnership like that is important. But yeah, the layoffs, this has been continuous. We've seen this since 2023. We've seen it in multiple of tech companies. And it's really simple. They put out a statement, and I could read the statement, but the gist of it is this. Look, we've got to cut costs because we have to win this race in AI. And that's where our money, our capital expenditures have to go. That's the focus of this company going forward. Anything that is not a part of that is going to be cut to the wayside. And so they cut people from their finance department. They cut some people from the search department. All these people are getting laid off because they're looking at the bottom line and saying, if we can be more efficient with less, because we know the type of money that we have to allocate to this race to even be in it, then we got to do it. And so unfortunately, people lose jobs because of that. They're looking at the macro bit that we have to win this race. We have to be one or two in it. And that's the focus.
Can they win it though? You have some.
I don't think they have the great. They have the some of the brightest minds. Even when we look at the infrastructure of all these AI companies, they somehow tie back to Google and DeepMind. They all tie back at DeepMind at some point in their origin. They just haven't had the marketing and the rollout that these other companies have. What Microsoft and ChatGPT have done, I mean, it's been incredible. It just keeps getting better. Every time they do something, the announcement is great. The update is great. They add video. It's great. Google just can't seem to get that right yet. And it's been a while. It's been a while since they had a rollout. Remember, they tried the gaming system. They tried the glasses. These technologies are great, and people are looking at it like that's the future.
Yeah.
And somebody comes and does it the right way, and it's like, wait. We forgot that Google actually started that, right? Before there was the Google Glasses. And then you had Meta had the Quest, and then Apple obviously does the Vision Pro. Now you forgot that Google was even involved in it. Then they had the gaming system, that botched. They tried to do the search, the ChatGPT rival with that flopped. They tried it now. They named it Gemini. We'll see what happens. It's just playing catch up. They have the innovation, the rollout. It's just the execution hasn't been great.
Sure, Rashad, what were you going to say?
Well, no, I was just going to say we cover news a lot on Market Mondays, but I also want to just give like some investment advice. And this is related to this topic where there's a lot of people that watch this show that might have just begun investing or they have not invested yet. And the first two stories that we just covered on Apple and Google is an example why it is usually more beneficial to invest in an ETF or an index fund as opposed to an individual company, right? Because anything can happen. And even the strongest companies at a certain point start to decay. Mm-hmm. That's just life, right? Nobody's going to be like, at one point in time, Kodak was the premier place. You know, so it's like their industries change. Right. And as industries change, giants in industries start to stumble and fall.
And
as you, as an investor, the safest route that you can take is to invest in an index fund or an ETF because that gives you broad exposure. Right. You're not relying on just one individual company, but and especially like in the index in the ETF, but index funds as well. They can change allocation over the course of time.
And so, you don't have to worry about it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's being done for you. So an ETF like QQQ, which is the technology ETF, and they have Microsoft, Apple, Google, and all of these stocks. As these companies get weaker, then the percentage that makes up the ETF will change over the course of time, right?
Yeah.
As a company like NVIDIA that gets stronger, now you'll see NVIDIA's position in these funds increase,
yeah.
right? Because now they've it's like a player, it's like a NBA team, right?
Yeah.
As somebody becomes a better player, they're going to get more playing time.
Head guard.
Right? And then as somebody who was once a superstar, Klay Thompson, shout out to Klay, but as his production starts to
0 points.
As his production starts to decrease, you're going to see him get less playing time, right?
Yeah.
That just makes sense if you want to win a championship. But imagine if all of your investment dollars were in Klay Thompson. 5 years ago, you would have been, you know, on top of the world.
Yeah.
But now, not so much.
Yeah, not so much.
So that's just something that, like I said, if you're thinking about investing, right, just take that into consideration that whenever you invest in individual companies, it's tremendously more riskier.
Yeah.
And you have to pay a lot more attention because things change quickly. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to, you know, stay with a loser or a company that is underperforming for a long period of time because that can hurt your portfolio.
Yeah. And this is like exactly what we went over in on the masterclass that Ian was part of, was that exact strategy where Ian talks about two tech, two index. And I said, I'm going to make a cousin version of it, right? Like this will be the two techs, two ETFs.
Not a cousin.
Not a cousin. A family member. A brother. How about that? A brother?
I'm
no
with
one
it.
Intended. You said the cousins is dead.
Spiritu Santo.
A brother of the strategy, right? Because again, when this happens, I'm sure, Ian, to you all the time, you can tell people two tech, two indexes, and they'll ask you, well, which two techs?
Yeah.
Right. And so to even simplify it, let's just make it two indexes and two ETFs. And that becomes the legs of this table, like this investment table that I kind of drew this analogy with. It's an investment table where those are the legs of it. And if you want to, after you've had experience investing in index funds and ETFs, if you want to get singular equities, then that's what you put on top of the table. But make sure they're strong companies. And so, yeah, you have QQQ, but if you individually want to have the upside of NVIDIA, then you can have that on top of your table. But make sure that you have the legs so you
have a base first,
because that's important, right?
Yeah.
If the legs collapse, the table's falling, right? So make sure you have the base first. So that's important, yeah.
Yeah, and for those who go ask anyway, VOO, VTI are good ones. VGT if you want exposure to technology. But I think the overall theme in these first two stories we're talking about, I think we're seeing a decay in monopolies. Like Apple, of course, had a long-term stranglehold. My final expiration date for Apple is 2034, when I think things will start to unravel. They won't have the lead. Google has mismanaged a bunch of great projects. Like they should have never tried to do social media back in the day, but the glasses, DeepMind, like they remind me a lot of OKC, shot the team they have now. But it's like you had Harden and Durant and Brunson, you let them go for nothing? Like, how do you let OpenAI come to prominence the way that they have? And this is one of your ideas from like 8 years ago. Like Ray Kurzweil was telling them about this in 2005 and they did nothing with it. So going back to the point, yeah, it's safer to invest in indexes, ETFs, but I think we're seeing, this is what happens when money is cheap, capital is cheap, it's easy to hire, and then the market conditions change. And the crazy part, they haven't even raised rates yet. If they raise rates, we're really going to see things get tough.
Yeah. And it goes back to the topic I think you guys were talking about on Blackout. What would that company be if they didn't invest in YouTube in 2007?
And if Zuckerberg didn't grab Instagram, two of the greatest acquisitions of all. And for everyone who kept saying they shouldn't have sold YouTube to Google, they sold right before the biggest crash of modern times happened. Mm-hmm. They're smart. Let me give you a clue. When people exit and you don't hear from them again, leisure has been earned. I haven't seen Tom from MySpace three times since he sold. He is elated. Enjoy. You got to exit at the right time.
Yes, Sirski. Exit at the right time, ladies.
You have to know when to lead a party.
You got to know when to leave a party. Did you see that meme of Kevin Hart with Alotto and Usher?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I did, yeah. I asked Mandy, what are you doing in that situation? Just buy him a drink first?
Shout out to Mandy.
When she the introvert is ready to leave the party.
Mandy B said you was cap. She said you was all cap.
Shit. Put in the comments if I booked you a flight.
Put in the comments.
Oh, first quarter. No, not for the first quarter.
The flight emoji.
We in the second quarter. Second quarter, we still running though, right?
Put it in chat. I got $5,000 for somebody if you got some pictures with me. What's up?
The pictures.
The fucking receipts.
Standing on business, you know?
Oh, man.
These are just about, listen, if Google and Meta cutting back, I should buy a flight. Oh, no.
We all got cut back.
Nope. Zuckerberg got that Meta AI going crazy for a reason.
I mean,
time to be conservative.
People are losing jobs. So that's the unfortunate part. But they are saying that the people who they let go can reapply for different positions within the company. Yeah. So we'll see.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.